Coming up this week on Rock for Him, we talk to Aaron from Rock and Metal Faith Podcast.
Hello. And welcome into the Rock for Him podcast. I am your host, Sanchez. And as you can see, once again, we are missing Mr. Jeremy Brown. That slacker has worked late again, but we will get him back on the show here pretty soon, I hope. As you can see, we are joined by my little sister, Miss Kira Starr. Kira, how's it going?
Very good. How are you?
Good. It's Monday, and you know I love doing this. But you see our guest. He's from one of my favorite podcasts. It's one that I recently started listening to, and I got to tell you, if you don't listen to this guy's show, go do it. We are talking with Aaron. He is with the Rock and Metal Faith Podcast. I knew it. I said it like 14 times before the show started, and I screwed it up.
Well, you know, we had one guest on who we were cutting a promo for, or having him cut a promo, and he kept messing it up, too. He kept saying it as the metal and rock, or metal. He said it like five times. He says, I'm going to write this on my inside of my glasses.
Anyways, Aaron, thank you for joining us tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and I'm glad to be here, actually. So,
well, I got to tell you, your show, well, first off, people have been asking me since we put it out that you were coming on. They've been asking, why would you promote another podcast? Isn't that kind of counterintuitive because you guys both talk about Christian rock, Christian metal? Why would you want to draw listeners away? That's not it at all. This isn't about me. It isn't about Kira. It's about Christ. And it's about promoting the music that draws people to Christ. And your show is fantastic. And it's kind of a separate genre. Even though we talk about the same kind of stuff, it's a separate genre. So can you kind of explain to people what you guys do?
Yeah, sure, no problem. Essentially, yeah, we talk about Christian rock and metal of all types of all years. My forte is the 80s hard rock metal, you know, the Striper, Petra, White Cross, but we don't exclude newer bands. You know, I'm getting into Theocracy as well. Slowly getting into bands like Hunter. Those bands are a little heavier than I normally listen to, but you know, we're willing to talk about them as well. I didn't want to limit ourselves to just the 80s. I know there's bands out there that don't listen to the 80s. They listen to the newer stuff coming out, and I thought, let's draw those guys into the program as well.
So, yeah,
but it, and we cover everything. We'll do band overviews, we'll do album reviews, sometimes the best of a band's catalog and all that. Kind of gone through the history of the whole genre a little bit.
So have you guys done a show on Bloodgood yet?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna have to go check that one out.
Yeah, we did. I think it was the best of Bloodgood. My host wasn't able to join us tonight, and sometimes he's a little behind. I don't, you know, I'm still trying to figure out what he listens to, because I listen to a whole lot more than what he listens to, and I have to tell him, hey, we're doing Bloodgood, go check it out, and then he'll check out like one or two albums, and when we're trying to do the best of their whole catalog, he's got like limited knowledge.
Yeah.
And or he'll do his research that day, so.
Well, the reason I ask is we just had Les Carlson on couple months ago.
Right, yes. I actually heard that episode.
Oh, like, that guy amazed me for, I think he said he was 77 years old.
Yeah.
And he has a scream that I would put up against anyone. Like, that guy can sing. And I'm like, oh, this is perfect for Aaron, so I should have figured you guys had done a show on them.
Yeah, and actually, shorting up, listen to your show, kind of reached out. I'm not sure if the message got lost, because he never did respond. I'm sure if he saw it, he'd probably respond. He's like one of those guys that's pretty easygoing. Never heard back from him, which was okay. we've had a number of guests on our show, but we don't set out to be guests exclusive, or that's not the main focus of our program. Our program is just a couple of guys sitting down talking about music we grew up with and the music that we discovered. So.
Actually got to meet Les and Joyce Carlson at my church a couple months ago. My pastor is best friends with them. My pastor was also in an 80s Christian hair band, and so he's got a really good relationship with them. So that was kind of cool to perform at my church.
Yeah, that's cool to hear.
So, of the 80s bands, what would you say is your go-to band to listen to? What is your favorite 70s, 80s band to listen to?
Well, that answer's real easy. If you listen to our podcast a few times, there's one band I think we mentioned every episode in some form or another. And I think we did one episode where I purposely tried not to mention that band. And anytime a question pops up, musically related, who is blah blah blah, who's got the best song blah blah blah, the answer is always Stripe. I'm thinking of making that as a t-shirt, you know. When the question is, the answer is Stripe.
I like it. So what got you into podcasting? What gave you that itch to podcast?
Well, I was listening to, there's a couple of things, actually. At the time, I was listening to Spotify on the free account. And they were doing that Spotify for Creators program they had to help people get into podcasting. And they were promoting that on their advertisements all the time. And it's got me thinking. And I listened to another one that does kind of the same thing that we do. And they just stick it in the 80s. Listen to bands that they grew up with and that's it type of thing. And don't even venture out of the early 90s. But they had said something about when they said that, you know, it doesn't really matter how many listeners they had, they would probably still do it. They're just a couple guys who love getting on, talking about what they talk about, and they would do it. They had a couple listeners or a couple hundred or what, a couple thousand. And I thought, yeah, that's a great attitude. And you know what? I could probably do this. So, you know, then I started on that Spotify for Creators, which made it easy to record, not very easy to edit, and took me a while to figure out how to edit a podcast and create better sound and all that. We slowly navigate over to a different program and went from there.
For how long have you been doing this?
Coming up 3 years. I think the end of this year will be 3 years. Our first episode, just to kind of get wet, was at the end of December. I know there was a lot of stuff going on in the Striper camp. I wanted to get going and talk about some of the stuff that Michael Sweet was talking about with what was going on in the music world. And I said, we got to get an episode out here real quick. And that was at the end of December. I'd have to go back and look at what year, but it would be about 2.5 years ago now. So.
Nice. So we've only been going on a little bit longer than you. So. Nice.
And so where did you have Chris on this whole time with you, your co-host?
Yes. Actually, it's funny because Chris and I have been friends for quite a while, had kind of drifted away a little bit there. I got married and had kids, and he doesn't get around too much there. He's limited by his transportation modes. And we're opposite ends of the city. So for us to go down and hang out with him or for him to come up, it was getting tough. And we hadn't talked for quite a while, and then we kind of got back in touch. And then I got this idea of a podcast, and I'm going, well, who would be a great host? Because I didn't want to do it on my own. I wanted someone I could, you know, could have that banter back and forth and create a conversation that we do. And, well, I know Chris grew up listening to the same music, and I thought he listened to most of the music I did. Finding out as we do the program there that I listen to a lot more than I thought he did, which is good too. There are times where him and I disagree on what's good and not, and I like that. And I tell him, I says, if you don't like something, don't be afraid to not like it. You know, the idea of if you don't like something that I do, I think it creates better conversation than if we all just both of us just like the same things all the time. You know,
Absolutely. And that's like one of the best parts of your show, honestly, when you're saying you like something and he's just like, ugh, I so disagree with you. Just the banter you guys go back and forth. That is some of the best podcasting there is right there. Listening to you two argue without arguing about whether or not a song is good or not.
Right.
I love it when you do your top 10 or 15 lists or whatever, and right. you give one and he's just like, what? Oh, man. Like, that's why I'm saying, if people haven't listened to your show, they need to go and check you out, just because it is that good. I just love that banter you guys have.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, sometimes I don't know if we should categorize ourselves as music commentary or as comedy or both. Or
probably a little of both, for sure. So, I mentioned this before the show, and I wanted to get into it a little bit with you here. Speaking of disagreeing, you had an episode a few shows back where you moved out of like the 80s and started talking about some of your favorite bands moving into the grunge era and how much you disliked that era. And that was when you and your co-host actually agreed. And I think that is probably one of your best episodes, because it was very real. It wasn't like you guys were trying to, you know, blow smoke to anyone. You were just like, listen, the bands, they're fantastic. The music, did not like it. It's not for me. I loved how you guys did that. Did you guys catch any backlash over that?
No, and I'm surprised. We haven't actually got a lot of comments on that at all, and I was kind of surprised. I thought we would get more. And the idea came from meeting one of our listeners. He lived in the same city. We had a chance to meet up. He actually had some extra Bride CDs he ordered and thought I would like them, and I did. I said I'd be happy to take them. So anyways, we met up in person, and we talked about like Guardian in the 90s with the records Buzz and Water Rock, and I didn't like those ones either. And as we were talking, he says, you know, I don't like when you guys, or I shake my head when you guys talk about how much you dislike Buzz, because I like those records. I'm thinking, oh, I've got fans that like this stuff. We got to talk about this sometime. And we've been doing like a history of the whole genre right back to, you know, the 70s. So we went right back to Sister Rosetta Tharpe and worked our way through the 70s. And I mean, we talk about the 80s bands all the time. So we just kind of highlighted the 80s. And I'm like, yeah, we should kind of get into the 90s a little bit, type of thing. And so, yeah, I think it was a great episode. I tried to put a positive spin on it, going, I don't, you know, and the episode you're talking about is the one we had done with Holy Soldier, when they did two great albums and then they come out with Promise Man. And this just doesn't sound like Holy Soldier, you know, and even if you like grunge, this does not sound like the other two records. And I think the same thing with Guardian. The Buzz and Bottle Rock don't sound like Miracle Mile or Love. I remember the other one now, but you know, and Bride did the same thing. They're always switching styles every couple albums, and they came out with, you know, Jesus Experience and the Oddities, and I'm going, they keep putting this out. I think I'm not in anymore.
Nice. Yeah, Kira.
Do you ever go to any festivals? Have you been to any festivals?
Not really, only because we live so far away. So for those who don't know, I live up in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. That's north of Montana by a few hours.
That's why you got the accent. That makes sense. I was going to ask you about that. I used to live in Minnesota, so you sounded like that. Ooh.
Right. So, yeah, so the problem with that is there aren't even very many bands that come our way. If they do, I know when Petra did their reunion 50-year anniversary tour, it was a church in Cochrane, which was just outside of Calgary. And Calgary is about 3 hours from us. So I'm like, that was, at the time, that was the only Canadian date, the only Alberta date. I'm like, oh, we can make a road trip and go there. You know, that's not that far. So we did that. And then the next summer, they announced Edmonton date, and they were doing more of a Canadian leg and tour and all this. There haven't been many bands come through. Bands now, we're starting to see some bands, even on the secular side, that we haven't seen in many, many years. So I'm hoping some more of the Christian bands will kind of look at that and go, there may be a market up here.
Yeah.
But if I had access, if I was close to festival sites, I would definitely go.
Hmm.
Yeah, you need to make it down here for some of these Midwestern festivals. Like, I am shocked at just how big the Christian rock community is out here. Like, I'm so excited. It's so amazing.
Yeah, the next few months is just going to be absolutely insane, just thick with festivals down here. So,
yeah.
So, I know you primarily focus on, like, the 80s. You got a little bit into the 90s, but are there any current bands, any newer bands that get you excited that you're just like, oh, this music is fantastic?
Yeah, I like Chaotic Resentments. And both Chris and I like Theocracy. I'm not sure how much we listen, especially with all the music that I'm listening to. Sometimes getting ready for the podcast, just trying to listen to more bands that I think I should be getting into. Slowly getting into Demon Hunter, just because I know they're a popular band. I like some of their stuff's kind of hit and miss with me. I'm not into that metal core growling screaming that they do. I did pick up one of their CDs at a secondhand shop. Extremist, I think, was the one I picked up. So. Slowly getting into Disciple.
Disciple is excellent. We had those guys on right after Skeleton Psalms came out.
Okay.
Yeah, fantastic guys. Chaotic Resemblance, they're friends of ours. Okay. Fantastic musicians. I get what you're saying about the whole screaming stuff. Like, I love heavy, screamy music, but I like the clean vocals in it. I want to hear what they're saying. But
yeah.
I recently, and I'm angry at Jeremy and Kira for not bringing these guys to me sooner, but I recently started listening to Impending Doom.
Okay.
Like, those guys are screamers, but oh. I challenge anyone to listen to their song Christ is King and not just be like, oh, I hit shuffle on Spotify and that song came up and I was just like, okay.
Yeah, the passion. That's what I'm all about. That screamy, screamy, hardcore stuff. That's all me. That's all me.
When we talked about that, I think on the last episode that you're referencing, is we always do this plug it in segment where we introduce the band that maybe doesn't get quite so much promotion. And we were talking about, I'm going to look up now who it was. We're talking about this other band that does some screaming but some singing as well, and they're on the 40th anniversary of To Hell with the Devil, which is a bunch of heavy artists redoing songs off of that Striper album. And I'm listening to it going, well, you know, I like the singing part. When the other guy comes in and does a screaming, I'm not into that. Then I started thinking, way back in the 80s there, I was listening to Vengeance Rising. That guy did a lot of screaming too, so.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we just got, that CD was just sent to us too, the 40th of that. I bet I know who it is that you were talking about. I'm going to. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to look it up real quick.
Well, I actually downloaded the one, Becoming Sons.
Oh, Becoming Sons, friends of ours.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, like, there's a couple of them on that record that we know.
Okay.
But yeah, Becoming Sons, Motivic.
Some of those I hadn't heard before, but then when Reign of Glory does To Hell with the Devil, I love that. They're talking about who are the new bands I like, and Reign of Glory I consider one of the super groups. They're members that formed out of other groups, and I love Reign of Glory. I got both their albums so far, and yeah, when I first song from there, as I heard, just blew me away. So there's another new band that I like. And I know we were talking too about if Michael Sweet and Stryper ever had to step away from the vocals and just play guitar, who would replace him on vocals? So we're kicking around different ideas. But when I heard that cover version of The Hell the Devil, I'm going, there you go. The guy from Reign and Glory could do it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, that's like, have you heard the band Ignescent?
Yeah, I've heard them.
They've got a few cover songs out that are just, they actually did one with Les. They did, right. I'm trying to think of which one. I think it was a cover of a Queen song.
Okay.
I think they did We Will Rock You, and it was amazing.
Yeah, they did a Petra cover as well.
Yeah, they did. Really he came, he saw, he conquered.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was definitely a good one. I'm kind of a cover song nerd, so that Stryper cover CD was right in my wheelhouse. Like, heavy bands covering older band songs. Right. Mm. Chef's kiss.
Talking about grunge scene and covers, and this is an episode we're going to get to probably sometime this summer, but in the mid-90s, there was a tribute to Stryper, and it was all these 90s bands covering Stryper songs. And I'm not sure if you heard that one. It was called Sweet Family Music.
But I haven't.
I thought the album was horrible. It was terrible. Like, I bought it because, oh, Stryper tribute. I got to get this. And threw it on and going, this is bad. Like, they took all the essence of the songs and stripped it away and made it something else. And, you know, there's a couple of songs on there that are close to the original and kind of redeeming. And as it says, you know what, we're going through this whole grunge series now and 90s series. Because we're going to have to cover this album at some point. And Chris, my co-host, hasn't heard it. And usually I send him the songs ahead of time or say, hey, there's a playlist of available on here, YouTube or Spotify, wherever. I'm going to just do a reaction with this and not even send him the songs ahead of time and just play the songs and get his reaction, because we're going to have fun cutting this record up just because it was not a tribute at all.
Nice. Love it. Love it. I'll give you one cover that you guys need to talk about, but you can only find it on YouTube.
Okay.
It is Mawcore and their cover of the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby.
Okay.
So good. So good. Telling you, you guys need to check out Mawcore. I think you'd really like them.
All right, I'll check that out.
So what got you into this kind of music?
Well, I like the style of musical ever since I started listening to music. You know, once you hear rock and roll, I was hooked. And the funny thing is, you know, most people discover Christian metal from something. I don't know whether it came on the radio, whether this, that. And I don't even know how other people discovered it. I discovered it just because I had this idea, you know, I should listen to Christian metal. And I didn't know where to find it or anything like this. And reading the magazines, the Hip Raiders and Metal Edge back in the 80s, they kept talking about this band Stryper, who was a heavy band, but saying, oh, God. So I'm like, oh. So the funny thing was, I didn't get into them until late. I got into Stryper about the time To Hell or In God We Trust came out. I bought In God We Trust, I bought To Hell the Devil both at the same time, and I was hooked ever since then. But then I had friends in school who were in the church as well, and I hung out with people from different churches all the time. I went to one church, but friends I knew were in a different church, and denominations never mattered to me. It just, you know, if you're a believer, you're a believer. And so they were turning me on to Petra, and this was late in the game. I didn't discover Petra until, I think it was Unseen Power album, and then I had to go back a little bit to find out the other stuff that people found. I discovered White Cross from my friends, and then once I realized, oh, there's a place you can get these, you know, they started turning me on to the bookstores. I was, you know, for those who are newer or younger than us, back in the 80s, you had these Christian bookstores, and that's how you found music. You go there, they had listening stations, listen to the albums ahead of time, decide if you liked it or not, and then go ahead and buy it if you liked it. So it just went from there.
Well, I know, like, for me, I grew up listening to rock metal, not Christian. When I gave my life to Christ, all I heard was, like, the mainstream Christian music. And I was like, no. Like, it was all Jesus is my boyfriend music. Like, Jesus right. hold my hand, Jesus carry me, Jesus cuddle me. And I'm like, that's not me. I can't listen to that. I didn't know if I was going to be able to do it. I'm like, if I have to go through eternity listening to this, it's just not going to work for me. And then I discovered Christian metal, and I was like, thank you, Lord. And that's kind of why I love doing Rock for Him, because there's times where Kira or Jeremy will say, hey, I want this band on, and they'll throw me the music, and I'm like, ooh, I like this. Like, no one I'd ever heard before. I've discovered so many bands through this show.
Right.
It's amazing. I mean, has that happened to you where you're like, oh, I never even knew about these guys?
A little bit. Most stuff I'm discovering nowadays is kind of through Facebook groups. You know, someone says, oh, you got to check out this band. I know you got to check out that band. I'm like, oh, okay. Actually, one of the bands I just discovered, just because of some Facebook posts, which I think they've been around for a while, and so I threw them on Spotify random list, and went, these guys aren't bad. All for the King. And I never heard of them until, like, the other day. And someone had made a post about them on Facebook, and they're like, oh, maybe I should check those guys out. But, geez. You know, another band I
got to
get into now.
Nice. Yeah, that's why I post music every day on my page. It's all the screamy stuff, but because I'm trying to help, you know, put that out there, and I want people to hear that raw emotion, that
right.
real life, like, this is hard, but I got God, and so that's why I'm okay.
Yep, absolutely. So, what is... Do you have, like, one band, and you cannot say Striper, that is, like, an old school band that you think has been flying under the radar, that most people are like, who? What? But you're just like, oh, these guys are so good.
You know, maybe White Cross. Other than their albums that they put in the 90s, and those were two albums that they did without their main guitarist, Rex Carroll, who had left for a couple records. Anything he's done has been just incredible. And we've had him on our program a few times. But Love was Triumph and Return album. In the Kingdom album was good. And a couple years ago, they were back with a new vocalist. Kind of a new band, but that band been with Rex for a number of years now. And puts out a brand new album. And that just blew both of us away, blew Chris and myself away, and I'm like, oh, this is great. These guys are back. Another band, you know, maybe under the radar, like that gritty record blues driven sound of AC/DC, would be Exner. Came out with a new album the end of last year. And stuff. So yeah, you know, and everybody says, well, don't call us, you know, AC/DC type thing. And I know they did an interview on someone's podcast saying, well, we're not trying to be AC/DC, but we just write the music we like to write, you know, just that pretty driven music or blues driven type music, which is how I describe AC/DC anyway. So.
Yeah, for sure. Surprisingly enough, back when I was in high school, way a long time ago, White Cross actually played at my high school.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why I didn't go see him, because at that time I was like Christians and Christian metal bad. Right. But yeah, I remember that there was a whole big thing at my school that they were playing my high school. And I think it's kind of hard for bands back then that I think a lot of them do get kind of put in that, oh, you guys sounded like AC/DC genre. Because I know right. I personally said that to Les when he was on, like, I listened to him like, oh, this is what I've been missing. Like, listening to Bloodgood, listening to his new music. I was like, dude, like, your vocals are like Bon Scott type quality at, you know, right now. And he just got this big old grin and he was like, thank you. Like, that's a huge compliment.
Yeah, I think his, especially when he does the screams, he'd be probably more comparable to Rob Halford, actually. So.
Oh. That too. I didn't think about that. What you got, Garrison? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
You're fine. So do you still listen to, like, the 80s secular at all?
Yeah, I do. I listen to, try to listen to everything, and even branched out styles. I'm into, you know, everything out from that 80s hard rock to even the blues. When the 90s hit, instead of going grunge, I went backwards and went to the blues. But yeah, so I listen to everything. You know, I still listen to my favorite bands from back then. And, you know, and some of them tried carrying on, and some of them put out newer stuff, and I'm going, guys just aren't as good as they were anymore.
Yeah, I definitely still have some, like, Slaughter and some Cinderella on my playlist.
Right. Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my wife is into that 80s term, hair metal, and quite often we're in the car. We listen to the Hair Nation because that's the one station we can both agree on. She's into other stuff too. She's in the country. I'm not in the country. And when she's not in the car, I like listening to the Ozzy's Boneyard because it's more than just a 5-7 year span of music. They play everything. So
yeah,
you're about to see my kid walk in here. My dog just busted through the door. Sorry, he's causing chaos in here. My kid's trying to crawl so she's not on camera. Oh, sorry about that, everyone.
Nope, no problem.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think that listening to some secular music is all that bad. I mean, I still listen to Metallica, Faith No More. Like, Faith No More was one of my favorite bands back in the day. Like, I have every release from Faith No More, even some of the bootleg stuff. I mean, I have it because that's how much I loved that band. So I don't think it's a bad thing to necessarily listen to, but you got to take it with, like, a grain of salt. Now, could I listen to Marilyn Manson now? No, I've had to get rid of all that. But I don't think, you know, secular music is all that bad, but for the most part, my music is 100%, well, not 100, about 95% Christian rock and metal now. I want to put a challenge to you, Aaron, because you mentioned listening to some blues.
Okay.
So I want you to do an episode because I love blues.
Okay.
And I have yet to find this, but Christian blues artists. Like, a straight up, they're like, it's Christian blues. I need you guys to do an episode.
I'd love to. Actually, that'd be a great episode. There's very little out there, unfortunately. I know, although Rex Carroll did put out a solo project that was kind of bluesy. It was more of a blues rock type of thing. The closest thing to blues, I guess you would say, would be Rez. And we've talked about them quite a bit. They had the one song, one of my favorite songs from them, off Venus and Blood, called the song's called Where Roses Grow. And that's a straight up blues song. And it's beautiful. And they've done a few others throughout their career, too. Another favorite band of mine, you know, being Rez. And I think in the 70s, there was Daryl Mansfield, which I've heard a little bit, but unfortunately, even his biggest album isn't available on streaming services, and it's hard to find.
Hmm.
There's a little bit out there, very hard to find.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be great to find more.
Well, if I find any, I'll send it your way.
Sounds good.
Yeah, awesome. Same, because I think we have a few. I'm a part of this Immersion Music Festival that's happening in Circleville, Ohio, and we do a variety of all different kinds of bands and artists, and we do have a few that are the blues, so I'll have to find out exactly who that is and let you know.
Yes. Yeah,
and then, yeah, if we had, definitely talk about more of the more that program.
But I know there's a lot of local stuff. In Ohio, there's a lot. I'm actually shocked. Like, how much variety there is out here.
So, I want to ask you, like, where do you stand on AI music? As a music guy doing a music podcast, where do you stand on AI music?
Yeah, no, I don't like it. And I believe creativity, you know, creative arts should be creative and human created. When it comes to using AI as a tool, I use AI a fair amount in putting together the podcast and doing the production end of it. But when you're creating something, you know, it should be human created.
Like, AI is fun to play with. Like, it is. I have a picture of all three of us hosts. None of us are in the same town. Right. And I sent it to Jeremy and Kira, and Kira's head is like this big. It's huge. Huge. Jeremy's about this wide. And I'm just like,
it depends on how it's done. Like the music, I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
I know my co-host was down with it just because I'm like, if you can't do the art, and I'm a home guitarist as well. I'm not great at it. I'm not really good to be in a band. I've been playing around with guitar since high school, but I don't want, you know, I don't want AI to create my guitar. If you can't do it, you can't do it.
Right.
Maybe that's not your calling. Maybe you think it is, but maybe it's not your calling. And as far as, you know, these AI pictures that you see on Facebook, they're kind of cute. I see it all the time. They turn, you know, album covers into an alternate version, and I'm going, what's the point of that? But then at the same time, I played around with it. When those baby rock star videos were going around on TikTok, I'm like, oh, that's kind of cute. I like that. And I made a couple of them based on Christian rock stars and turned them into colors and things behind it. So it was kind of fun for a while. Now the big thing is those Muppet ones going around. And, they're cute to look at. But yeah, when you're creating a song, I want, and we actually, I asked the same question to any of the guests that are on our program, on our podcast, and I think Gail Thompson from Bride kind of said it best. He said something about, he didn't like it, but what did he say? But it's just not being creative. Oh, yeah, and he talked about, you know, it's not organic, and you talk about the time you spend in the studio and is sitting on the mic and trying to get the right sound, and you'll spend hours moving the mic around and switching amps out in and out, trying to, you know, figure out what kind of sound you're going to get before you even go in and record, you know. So there's none of that. It's like AI is making everything too easy, and you need to go through that other part of it, you know.
Well, I've talked to a few of the bands that we deal with, and they're like, you know what, if the song's good enough, send it to us. Like, we will work with it. Not rock for him, but I mean, like, the bands themselves. Like, if you wrote a song and you're just like, hey, I don't know how to play, but I wrote this amazing song,
right,
reach out to bands. Like, they're always looking for songs. So.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I never thought of that, but yeah.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I have a lot of people that'll send me the same message. It's, God put this song on my heart, and I use, you know, AI. Will you listen to it? And I'm like, well, I don't listen to AI. Sorry, you know. But yeah, that's a great idea. I'll just be like, send it to any band. See what they think.
Yep, for sure. So, what comes next for you guys? Like, what kind of shows do you guys got coming up? You just did this awesome show all about Striper, where you had another, To Hell With The Podcast on?
Right. Yeah, and that was the one we recorded a little bit back. Right now, the workflow, I'm trying to compress my workflow, get a bunch of stuff done, and then work on it slowly, getting out, just because I know, especially August, my family life, home life is going to get real busy. I won't have so much time. I'm like, if I can create a lot of episodes in a short time, all I have to do is sit back and edit, and I can put them out in my leisure. But yeah, we're going to do the same thing we normally do. You know, talk about 80s bands, talk about some newer bands as well. And there's a lot of bands that were kind of aren't new anymore, but anything beyond the mid-90s feels like a new band to me, just because, I used to still think, I used to joke around and say, I still think Nirvana is a new band type of thing.
Yes.
And, but yeah, so we'll do that, see where it goes, what we've got planned.
Well, if you ever do bands from now,
right,
Kira and I will come on and share our wisdom.
Yeah.
Which I have none.
Oh, I'm sure you got. You probably got more than me. I've not been thinking about doing, you know, maybe a disciple episode, and I know very little about disciples, so maybe I'll invite you guys on.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'm sorry. I think I cut you off. What were you saying?
Yeah. So we're gonna do the same thing. I know in August I've got one episode in the can. I just got to edit, and I've been saving it for August. We've been doing a interview series with Rex Carroll. He came on and talked about what happened when the band broke up, what happened when he left the band, everything that went on behind the recording of In the Kingdom. But he said he was also happy to talk about all the records. He's almost a friend of the podcast, where he will come on anytime we ask him to come on. Just, you know, send him a note saying, hey, are you available? Do you want to come on? And he'll come on. Last time we had him on, we sat down and recorded two episodes back to back. And knowing I'm going to be busy in August, I'll save one for August. And so we got that coming out. He's going to be talking about one of the albums. We got that. we're probably going to do more grunge coming up. I know we just recorded No, we haven't yet. This week we're going to record an episode about Guardian Records in the 90s, and talking about that. And talking about Neon Cross. I'm trying to kind of go alternate, you know, classic bands and then something not so classic, something newer, maybe something alternative, and jump back and forth. It's not going to completely work out that way. We might have two classic ones and then two alternate ones. But yeah, just keep doing what we've been doing. And I made a whole list of bands that are out there, and slowly crossing them off as we talk about them. But that doesn't mean we can't talk about them more than once either. So,
right. Yeah, we find ourselves doing that a lot too. Is like there's all these fantastic bands that are just up and coming, but we find ourselves talking to a lot of the same guys. Like we've had some guys on four or five times because they're amazing to talk to, like Jamie from 13 Minutes. Right. I think he's been on four times. Ash Relesser from Relesser. That guy comes on, it's all day, a 3-hour episode when he comes on, and we've had him four times. Wow. Like, it's amazing talking to these artists and getting just to know them beyond the music. And you know what? We've neglected to ask. Kira, you did not remind me.
What?
Can you share your testimony with us, Aaron?
Sure. Well, I'm one of these guys that, I don't know, don't have this amazing testimony. You know, like, I lived a life or whatever. I grew up in the church. And, yeah, so I was around the church all the time. And then had friends in other churches through school and this and that. I went to concerts, and my teen life is like most teen life, kind of up and down spiritually. I'm like, oh, I'm all for God, and then and next month I'm, you know, walking away, and I don't want to part of this anymore, and next month I'm back to walking with God. I think kind of had walked away for a little bit before I met my wife a little bit, and then when we had our first kid, I'm like, you know, I gotta. There was just this urge on my heart saying, you know, it's time to come back. And so I did, and I've been kind of all in ever since then. And yeah, just raised in the church, and I knew all about God. And at one point, it's time to say, you know what, it's time to be all in.
Awesome. That's good. Sometimes we don't need, like, it's. I think it's great when you don't have to go through hell and back, like right. Some of us. That's a blessing. Good for you.
And we tell this to our guests all the time when they say, oh, it's not that fantastic of a story. I grew up in church, and I eventually came to know Christ through the church. You know what? You came to know Christ. That itself is beautiful. Like, I don't care how it happened.
And you talk about, you know, listening to 80s rock, and I listen to 80s rock, and I'm like, yeah, I want to be a rock star. You know, I pick the guitar and try learning playing the guitar, and I haven't stopped trying to learn. I haven't really gotten anywhere with it. But I look back going, maybe it's good to know I didn't become a rock star. I would, you know, otherwise I would have a life full of drugs and alcohol and wasted, you know. And maybe I would have turned my life around at some point. I don't know. But I'm going, look at all the mistakes I avoided by not being a rock star.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Who all have you, like, had on your podcast as guests?
Well, for the big names, like I said, we had Rex Carroll. We had Ken Champlin on there. Dale Thompson a couple times. We had Scott Wenzel of White Cross. That was actually an interesting episode because he couldn't figure out the technology to come on the our video program. But then we had Carrie Kosher Womack of One Bad Pig. The second time we had Lee Harvey, who is a new member of One Bad Pig. We've had Doug Van Pelt from Heaven's Metal. And then we've had some smaller guys. Like I said, we started this Plug It In segment, and some guys have reached out to us saying, we'd like this to be on your program, or we'd like this song to be on your program. And I check out the band, and I go, these guys are really good. You know, maybe we should not just play the song, but bring them on and talk to them. And so we've had some kind of independent artists come on. We had... first guy like that was Mark Speck of a band called
Yes.
So yeah, he was one of our first guests on. Actually, we were looking for people to promote, and he sent us like this whole press kit, and we were going, "This is a great band."
Mark Speck, he is a hometown boy. He lives not too far from me. Yes,
great. Yes, yes. And who else? We had a guy is named Tony. And his music project is called Revelation Signal. He's the guy that was in a few cover bands and tribute bands, the Nirvana tribute band, and decided, you know, become a Christian, and decided he didn't want to do that. The Nirvana scene and started creating his own Christian music. Really good stuff. He doesn't have a lot of stuff out there on the streaming stuff. About 4 or 5 songs is all, but it's really good stuff.
Hmm. That's cool. That's very cool. And I love that you guys had Mark on. Like, we had him on, and that's actually our most watched episode is when we had Mark Speck on. And I wasn't even on that show. It was Jeremy hosting. It was just Jeremy and Mark. And, I mean, the amount of views that episode had is absolutely unbelievable, and it still goes up.
Oh, good, good, yeah. Don't know if we released a video for at the time, we were still learning how things worked. We were recorded in video, and then we were throwing stuff on YouTube, but it was just this still picture behind the audio. And actually, it was Tony from Revelation Signal that kind of kicked us in the butt there, because we did his interview and released it, and then he goes back to us and says, so what happened to the video? Oh, I suppose I could put the video up, you know? And that was the first time I thought about doing that, you know? I was just thinking of us as an audio podcast. The only reason we're on YouTube was because Google wasn't doing an audio podcast anymore. They said, you want an audio podcast, just grow on YouTube. So like, okay.
And I love that you've had Dale Thompson on, because I'm sad to admit I have been friends with him for a while on Facebook. No idea who he was.
Oh, really?
He friend requested me, and I was just like, all right, you know, like accepted him. And then we got We Are Resolute's album.
Okay.
And yeah. I seen his name on there. I'm like, why do I know this name? And Jeremy's like, dude, that's the lead singer of Bride. I was like, really? Like, yeah. But yeah, I've been
a huge fan of Bride, and I remember... we had him on twice. We had him on with just before the last album came out, The Shadows and Vipers. And I remember him doing a post. I guess he was tired of everybody talking and asking him about Snakes in the Playground all the time. Because he did a post. He says, I'm not doing any more interviews. I'm not talking about Snakes in the Playground. That's all anybody wants to talk about, which was their huge signature album back in, I think, 89.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So I says, well, come on our program. You know, we'll talk about your new record. We hadn't even heard the stuff yet, but it was just, come on and talk about Snakes or Shadows and Vipers. So we had him kind of talk about the songs without us even hearing them, type of thing. And we had him on twice because for those who are in the know or follow him on Facebook there, he said, you know, Bride is winding down. He's wrapping up any shows he's got booked. He's wrapping up. He says, if you want me on your program or your podcast to do an interview, schedule the interview, because once they're scheduled, I'm done. No more interviews. But I've always wanted him to come on to talk about specific songs. You know, I want to know the idea of what happened, you know, what was going on when he wrote certain songs. So I said, well, come on again. And so we came on and we talked again about the history of Bride and winding down. But I talked about some songs and the history behind them and all that too. So.
Well, looking at the time, we're going to be moving into prayer pretty quick. Kira, do you have any more questions before we...
One last question. What is your like most played song, like the one song you play on repeat the most?
Oh, that'd be tough. So a lot of times I've got a big list of stuff. I don't know, it's probably something from Striper, and I don't even know if I could pick a specific song. And it's because a lot of times when I'm listening to music now, it's listening for, you know, what are we talking about on the podcast? You know, well, we just talked about Neon Cross. So I was listening to their DD record quite a bit, and I have that. I didn't have to go searching for that. I have that. Now we're going to be talking about Guardians, so I'm going to be listening to some Guardian music. And I've got this big list of bands I don't know that well. I've heard their songs a few times, but like when I grew up in the 80s, I knew songs inside and out. I knew every lyric. I knew just about every note the guitar played. And so I'm listening to stuff nowadays going, okay, I can probably recognize the band, but I don't know if I know the song anymore. So I've got a lot of bands like that I'm just listening to, just trying to get to know them more.
Gotcha. So where can the Rock for Him listeners go to find your podcast? Where can they hear you? Where can they find you?
We're on essentially any podcast platform. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple. We are on YouTube with a YouTube channel. If you want to watch us or throw us on to, you know, listen to it through YouTube, right, a month. We're on lots of other ones. I think we're on iHeartRadio. Any place I can think of that runs a podcast, I've tried to send the feed out there so that hopefully I haven't missed anybody. But if I have, and you know, if you're looking for us on a certain platform, get a hold of us on another platform, email us, whatever, say, hey, you missed this platform, I'll try and get us out there.
All right, so you guys heard them. Go follow them. I got to tell you, this is how I know our phones listen to us. So I was listening to your Striper episode. I get on YouTube to drop our promo for this week. Once I'm done, I just have videos playing as I'm working on some more stuff. What comes up? You.
Oh, thanks.
I was like, all right, I guess I'm listening to it again. So, but yeah. So anyways, everyone go check out Aaron and his podcast, the Rock and Metal Faith podcast. I'm telling you, it is fantastic. You will find something that you enjoy in there. Aaron, how can we be praying for you today? And how can we pray for the podcast and your co-host?
Well, me specifically, I don't know. I don't want to get into specific details. You know, there's a little tension in family life, so maybe pray for that everybody learns to, you know, maybe live in love. I've got some family members that walked away. Even though I tried teaching them and bringing them to Christ, they right now have walked away. So you can pray for that. And for the podcast, well, just pray that it grows. You know, we're always telling people, you know, don't keep this the best kept secret. Don't let others know about it. We like to, as much as I say we're going to do this no matter what, it's still nice to see the podcast grow. Bring on a few guests that I've been trying to get hold of but haven't been able to get a hold of.
We get that. Absolutely. And I get what you're saying about the whole podcast growth thing. I mean, we do the same thing. Like, we don't care if we have one listener or 1,000 listeners. If it reaches one person, we are happy. So.
Yeah. I like it too, you know, being in band. Everybody starts high school band because they like the music. You know, they're just playing in the basement or whatever and having a jam session, and that's great. But after period of time, if that's all you're doing, it's either going to fall apart or, you know, you hope it gets bigger and you hope you slowly go bigger, bigger, bigger. You know, and it's the same thing, like the other podcasts that are out there that kind of put the seed in my head, you know. What we have for listeners and followers is all we get. Okay, you know, we'll still do this, the program. Yeah. I love getting on every week talking about what we talk about. I'd like to see it grow, but, you know, I'm not going to be heartbroken if it doesn't. So.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close us out in prayer. So, great and heavenly Father, I thank you so much for Aaron and Chris and for their show. Lord, I ask that you just continue to bless them, encourage them, keep them focused on you and all that they do. Lord, I ask that you bless their show and just keep them focused on the fact that that show is yours and not theirs. Lord, I ask that you watch over Aaron's family. You know the struggles that are happening, so please just put a hedge of protection around them. Give them strength, give them courage, and help them work through whatever the issues are. Lord, you can do that, so I ask you just be with them. And please just bless Aaron. He is such a blessing to all those that listen to his show, and we're thankful for him. But Lord, most of all, we are thankful for you sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins on that cross. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen.
Amen.
Kira, you know what to do.
Thank you so much, Aaron. It's been great getting to know you. Maybe next time we'll be able to get Chris on here too. But it's been awesome. Jason, it's always a pleasure. And remember, guys, go check out Rock and Metal Faith Podcast on just about every platform. And remember, if you're going to rock, rock for him.
Rock for him.
If you like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below. And don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're going to rock, rock for him.
Coming up next week on Rock for Him, we talk to the guys from Millennial Reign.